Look, great local charity raising funds as well as awareness to the perils of domestic violence. The actual name of the charity called Got Your Back Sister, with an A, and the founder of Got Your Back Sister, Melissa Histon, joins us at the moment. Good morning, Melissa. Before we get into the event that you had just recently, you sound very happy this morning, which is great. Before we started, you had a bit of a cold there, but it must have cleaned up in the last minute or so. So that's always good. Before we get into the event that you had recently, can you just give us a bit of a background on Got Your Back Sister and where it's all come from?
Yeah, so we established Got Your Back Sister as a registered charity at the beginning of last year. And our focus was around providing furniture and household items to women who are leaving domestic violence to help them start their lives again so they can set up a safe home free from violence. But one of the things, I suppose, as an organisation we felt was really important was to actually get the message out there that in the community that violence is not acceptable, because wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't have to exist?
Absolutely, it'd be great if that was the case. Sadly, it is not. And I guess even in 2017 that we don't kind of think of it as much, but it can still be pretty tough for people to be able to leave a situation they're in, even though it's very horrible to stay.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, as we've been operating for the last 18 months, you know, we get comments all the time that one of the barriers to a woman getting out of that violent home with her children is that she, you know, is the fear and stress of having to start again, of having nothing and having to set up a home. So, you know, recognising that can be a barrier, you know, that's one thing that we try and do is to support women in that way so that they can set up that new home free from violence.
Now, that is pretty much where you're set. Now, you did have a fundraising kickoff just very recently at a Knights game, and you raised quite a lot of money this. Can you tell us how the event went?
The event was really wonderful. It went so well, and really the purpose of that event was to bring as many people together as possible. We brought 300 people on the field at halftime in front of an audience of 12,000 people to say no to domestic violence. To say no to domestic violence and to engage the crowds there to get on board as well. It was really, really wonderful. And again, it was to get that message out there to women experiencing violence so that it's not acceptable, it's not okay, and that they can reach out and ask for help. And also to people, perpetrators, that what they're doing is not acceptable. It went really well, and we managed to raise around $20,000 for the charity, which will then go back into supporting those women that are trying to get out of a violent home.
Which is a great start and a great event, of course. Melissa, some momentum certainly on your side there. Unfortunately, organisations such as yours do have to exist, but it is great that you are there. Thank you for sharing a little bit about what you're doing with us this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
The founder of Got Your Back Sister, Melissa Histon. We've got some details about the organisation, how you can get involved, a bit more on the Morning Show page of our website at 2NURFM.com.